With National Grandparents Day coming up this weekend, Rita Smith has a rediscovery about grandparents of the past.
When I was growing up, my father's parents lived several states away, and my mother's father died before I was born. But my maternal grandmother lived with us, sharing the farmhouse my family lived in the flat farm country of central Illinois. She liked to garden and can, crochet, and listen to the radio, and a great portion of her leisure time was taken up with quilting. But the two of us had one literary pursuit which occupied us for hours and hours, and that was playing Authors, a classic card game from the mid-19th century which is still available in updated form today. We played in her bedroom, a large airy room upstairs in the northwest corner of the house. I remember summer afternoons in the 1950s, hot, still, and unending, with nothing in particular to occupy me. Bored, I ask Grandma if she wants to play Authors, and the answer is almost always yes. We pull two chairs up to a small table on the rose-colored rug. The curtains, long, gauzy confections, hang listlessly in front of the tall open windows. If I look to my left, out the north window, I see rows and rows of corn, distorted by the heat waves rising off the road, which lies between the house and the field. We deal the cards and begin to play. Each pack of cards consists of 13 sets of 4 cards. Each set is devoted to an author, with a picture of the author and one of his works listed on each card. The goal of the game is to collect the most 4-card sets. One player calls for a title of an author that he doesn't have in order to complete the set, although the player must be holding at least one of that author's titles already. Grandma and I are appropriately formal in our requests, as it suggests in the rules. "I call for Mark Twain's Huckleberry Finn from Grandma," I declare. "Sorry, I don't have it," she answers in a tone of voice containing an uncanny combination of apology and triumph, which means she probably has the Mark Twain Tom Sawyer and The Prince and the Pauper, and will next call out, "I call for Mark Twain's The Mysterious Stranger from Rita." We play for hours. It must have been a little boring for Grandma, playing game after game of Authors. But what a small treasure of a memory it is for me. The heat, the rose-colored rug, the filmy curtains, the pleasure of my grandmother's company, and especially the unbegrudged gift of time that grandparents are so good at giving.